Welcome, everyone. In today's episode, we get to meet another great member of FastFit, Kate Ramsey. I can't wait for you to hear her story. Please enjoy. Welcome to the FastFit podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of FastFit. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited for today's episode. We have another guest that you have not met yet, Kate Ramsey. Kate Ramsey has been with our company for a number of years now. We'll get a little bit about her history here in a moment. Kate, we are super blessed to have you on. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it is my pleasure. And so really, we've got a great opportunity to dive into some future episodes with Kate, where we get to hear more about who are our members, what are the things that are on their mind when they come to us, maybe some of the objections or obstacles that they have, because Kate works in our team support center. And but before we do that, I think the appropriate thing to do in this episode would just be to get to know you a little bit better and your history, Kate. So why don't you just kick us off with who you are personally and then some of your professional background here at FastFit?
Absolutely. I think with FastFit, this is my favorite part when we get to know our members and our trainers because it builds that relationship. But this is a really good example of that. When I started with The Perfect Workout, I was a newly married woman and it was super fun and just awesome. An exciting part of life. and I was already athletic. I've done sports, like all the pieces, but never had I just stuck in it at the gym and did strength training. I just didn't enjoy it. but I tried FastFit and it changed my world. I love to see the benefits of it. It just really gradually grew into this job and position in that time of my life that everything fit together perfectly. So
That's awesome.
Yeah, so new married, starting out in the studio as a trainer in Orange County. So that was really fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was there for 2 years. And during that time, we had my son, my first child, Jace. And I got the opportunity to work for our customer care behind the scenes. So not necessarily in the studio with the members that I love and still miss. but then I got to start talking to our people that are interested that were calling in over the phone. And that journey has just blossomed and grown. And now I've almost been with the company for about 8 years. So.
8 years. Wow, that is awesome. And so the first 2 years as a personal trainer, what really brought you to the personal training position? What was going on in your life at the time? You said you were athletic, et cetera.
It's kind of a little nutty. I worked at the Riverside Office of Education, and I was an administrative assistant. I'd done admin for almost 10 years at that point, and I loved it. However, I was in the Route 91 like shooting that happened in Vegas.
Oh.
And I just needed a change of pace. I could not sit at a desk and stay comfortable and confident. And truthfully, when I saw the trainer position, I told my husband, I was like, I'm athletic. I could try something like that. And it worked out so well. I think not only was the workout life-changing, it changed my body in ways that I'd never seen muscular growth before. But also the mentality of it. We know when you work out, it brings this mental clarity. It brings a sense of peace. And also for me, it was almost like a zen-like feeling. And it worked out well. I dove in and stuck with it.
Yeah. Okay. So now here you are, fast forward 8 years that you've been with the company. yeah. You've been a personal trainer. You became a wife, a mother. How many kids do you have now?
Two. Yeah.
Two.
Ari and Jace.
Awesome. Oh, one of each. That's perfect. And where are you located now, Kate?
So I live in Big Bear, California. So we live in like the snowy mountains of California.
That is so beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And so, okay, so now you're over here and you're working with the team support center. Tell me a little bit about that. What do you like about it? What does that look like day to day?
You know, I really enjoyed what we call in the studio is introductory sessions. So it's when you're getting to know someone for the first time and hear their goals and what they're hoping to accomplish. And typically when people walk in and they're speaking to you, there's a sense of skepticism. They're not quite sure that you're going to be able to handle what they're giving to you. And when you have a trainer that's a little younger, they're like, I don't know if that person's going to understand. And it's so amazing because we're constantly training for our trainers very well. The certification system is so great because even though you might not be the same age as your trainer, they are so well versed in what you're walking through. And if they don't know what that is, they learn and we teach them how to deal with that. So bringing that over to the team support center, that is what we do. Those are our conversations, our sweet spots. We want to make sure that we hear the depth of what our members are walking through when they come in the door before they even walk in the door.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we've talked about that a lot before. It's sort of, our company is sort of a paradox. I mean, it exists because there's this great need. People need to get healthier and stronger. And the best way to do that is to strength train effectively and to do it in a high intensity format. And yet, even though the reason most people come to us is 20 minutes because they don't have time and they're overwhelmed, of course, that brings skepticism as well. I want to go and do it because it's only 20 minutes. And yet at the same time, how can 20 minutes be enough, right? And so, of course, I imagine that's part of those first phone calls is sort of helping members understand, first getting to know them, of course, and preparing them for that introductory session. And then also, so what are some of those things that you hear most often when you first meet somebody that's interested in FastFit?
Absolutely. It is. The time factor is a big deal. People don't understand how you can get a quality workout in such a short amount of time. So it is really fun for my team and I. We've come up with very intricate ways of explaining over the phone without someone actually being able to see and feel it, what it's like. And it's so rewarding because they just turn around and they're like, I want to come. Like, I want to try that. Well, that's fun. Mm-hmm. And they're walking in the door with everything. Like, you know, a diagnosis from their doctor. They're trying to build up bone density. They're trying to just have a fuller lifestyle that they're not able to have right now because they don't have the strength to live that way they want to.
Oh, yeah. So I love that. That's awesome. So I tell you what, I want to get into some of that more deeply in a future episode because a lot of people, even if they get over that hurdle, when you approach new things in life or new communities or new opportunities, the question can be, that's great, but is it for me? And we've talked about in prior episodes, like it's really for everyone. And yet, you know, that can sound very okay, right? Maybe kind of marketing and generic, et cetera. But here you've been working with members for 6 years in this seat, and you've been able to see sort of the full spectrum of those people. So in a future episode, we're going to dive deeper into that. You know, who are our members? What are some of the things that people bring up and what are the things you get into? But I think a cool way to kind of wrap up this intro video with who is Kate Ramsey and kind of that way we can sort of dive deeper in the future is why don't you give our members one or two of those cool, I think you said creative avenues for helping them sort of understand some or overcoming the skepticism around the 20 minutes. And can they do that listening to this podcast or this watching this YouTube video right now?
Absolutely. I think one of my favorite ways to dive in is how do you challenge yourself right now? Like, are you making changes today that are going to help you tomorrow? And one of the best things about FastFit is you're literally competing against yourself. And you know your body the best. You know your health history. You know what you've already walked through and what brought you in the door today. And I think FastFit is so remarkable because it steps into your lifestyle where you're at right now.
I love that.
And so people see and hear that and they're like, okay.
It'll fit. I can start where I am. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of when I started working with the company, it was, 2013. And at that time, and they might have been the same for you, Kate. Excuse me. At that time, they did hiring seminars. And so we would all come to a big location and there'd be a ton of us. And we were learning about the perfect workout and FastFit. And then at the end of it, if we were interested, we could do a quick 2-minute interview. We learned about the history and the founder and the science and all that kind of stuff, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But one of the things they did there, and if you're watching this or listening to this and you haven't had the opportunity to try our intro session yet, you can do this right now. But one of the things they did there is I was into exercise. I had my own sort of health online business on the side. I had been trained as a trainer elsewhere. And so I came into that thinking like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm pretty fit, et cetera. But I was sort of skeptic.
I know how to do this.
Yeah. I know how to do it, and I don't understand what the difference is. And so what they would do, and you probably remember this, Kate, is they would have us do some super slow push-ups.
Yes.
And
yes.
So for those listening, the way that works, and again, you can try this right now if you want, is we would just do 5 quick, quote unquote, normal pushups, whatever that meant to the end user. And once you got done with those 5 quick pushups, we then did another 5 pushups, but we did it with our methodology of super slow, very slow, controlled. Mm-hmm. And so you went up for 10 seconds and then you went back down for 10 seconds. And that 20 seconds was one pushup and you had to do 5 of those. Mm-hmm. And most people in the room couldn't complete all 5 and they were shaking or falling or whatever the case may be. Yeah, exactly. Except for Matt, our founder. And that the reason I bring that up is because that reminds me, in that moment, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. It is different. There is something special here. It is unique. And yet you can fit it right into where you are today. And so that's really cool that you have the opportunity with members when they come in to sort of find those different pieces of where they are. We talked about this in some prior episodes with Jen Walsh, our board certified health coach. Where are you today? And great, we can start you here. And where do you want to be tomorrow? Fantastic. Yeah. We've got ways to get you there.
Absolutely. And I think something important to mention too for our viewers is it's not just about the push-up. Like that is very generic workout. So if you're not at the point that you feel like you can do a push-up, we meet you where you're at, just like I said. So we have a wide range of exercises to get you to that point where later you can do that push-up.
Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, I think we can wrap it up this way. We've got, to your point, Kate, we've got a virtual training service and product mm-hmm. for those that aren't near one of our studios. And just like you said, a few years, I'm sure, right? You're up there in the mountains.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And joined the company at a time that a few years later, we went right into the COVID era. And that's when we launched mm-hmm. that product. And we've got our Nautilus studios. We've got our FastFit Machine studios. And then as people know, we've got our PeakWell health coaching services as well. So there is a place for people to start and we can meet them where they are. And so I tell you what, we can wrap it up here and keep this nice and concise. I'm so blessed and excited to have you on.
Thank you.
Blessed that you've been a part of this company for so long. And let's get together on another episode and let's dive a little bit deeper for those that are just learning about us about into who are our members and what are they coming mm-hmm. to us with.
I love it. Let's do it. Thank you, okay. Kyle.
Thanks, Kate. I'll talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to the FastFit podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.